Listener, this episode is brought to you by Helix, my absolute favorite mattress. I am getting the best sleep of my life on a Helix. And you can too if you go over and take their little quiz, their 2-minute quiz. It's going to match you with the perfect mattress for you. And you'll be sleeping like a baby in no time. And right now, Helix is offering 25% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HelixPartner20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
I have chills. I have goosebumps.
You got goosebumps? Well, get ready, because the goosebumps are about to pop off your fucking body. And so the next thing I know, because I'm shwasted, I come to in a gravel parking lot, fully going down on them. There's blood. It's like stuck inside
you. Yeah.
And I'm trying to run back into the party like I just came back from a crime scene. I thought it was crosstown. It was right in front of the frat house.
So they were like, nice.
New York, $10 every Sunday. Come see me. It is the best show in the city. Not gonna lie, after every single show, people come up to me and go, I just went to the Comedy Cellar. This was better. Yes, it's better. It's the best show in the city. It's not an exaggeration. I pick all the comics and I headline this weekend. Kate is headlining. It's a lot of fun. You're never gonna see a comic that makes you uncomfortable or does like some not nice, not woke material. It's a really good time. I'm coming to Chicago and Indiana. Indiana will be in November. Not sure about Chicago yet. The best thing you can do is to get on my mailing list because there's only 5 tickets left. There's a month till my show in Boston and there's only 5 tickets left to it. If you missed it, it means you're not on the mailing list and you are dead to me. And if you're not getting those emails, search for my email and move it to your primary inbox. I sound like tech support right now. And lastly, I'm hiring a full-time employee. It's the biggest risk I've ever taken in my life. And the money from it is coming directly from my paycheck, which means I need your help. I always need your help because I don't know if you know this, but about 95% of my income is touring and the Patreon. Every dollar I make comes from you. It's not coming from Hollywood. It's barely coming from ads. Please consider donating $1 a month or getting on my mailing list so that you can come see me when I'm in town. This is free content, baby. This is free content. Give a little back to your, I was going to say, papa. That's the type of week it's been. AshleyGavin.com. You can find all this information. I would so appreciate your dollar every month. And I hope to see you in either Boston, Indiana, Chicago, or here in New York. Wow. I'm getting to the people. And today, my friend Sophie Santos was on the pod this week. She has a book coming out called The One You Want to Marry and Other Identities I've Had. She tells a story from the book on the pod today. Oh my God, it's so funny and it made me want to read the book. So you can get it right now on Amazon. There's an audiobook. Go to sophiesantos.com to check out other ways that you can buy it. Yeah, this is a fun one, guys. Sorry if I sound tired. I am. But I do love you and I'm glad you're listening.
So, and I've been trying to put on, I've gone to like Bonobos, I've gone like literally everywhere, and I was like giving up, and then I went into Lululemon one day.
You were giving up on chinos?
Yeah.
Oh my fucking God, that's so sad.
I was just looking at pictures of myself in chinos, and I was thinking maybe I'll give up.
That was like going to your Instagram and being like, you know what,
that's exactly
it's
what
over.
It was. I was looking at my pictures of myself on stage, and I was wearing like fucking chinos with a belt and a collared shirt and all of them. And I was like, I just look like I got there from my fucking IT job.
So. You should always look back at your formal self and be like, look at you, you little piece of shit. Because that means that you've grown.
I think that's a nice luxury because I think a lot of people look at their former self and be like, oh, I should have enjoyed that.
Oh, yeah.
I just have fucking problems.
Like people,
I can't look at anything and be like, this is great. Look at how well you've done for yourself. Look at you living. I'm always like, how can you be better, you little piece of shit?
Yeah, I think I'm more like you. I'm always just like, okay, yeah, that was cool and all, but can we take it up a notch? Like, why am I not at Iron Man level yet?
You know? Yeah.
But I do feel the same way. I don't know if this is because I'm a Taurus and I just I just love new things. Like, I love I love purchasing, swiping my card, or well, now Apple Paying my card. And I love new things, and so I get really tired of my clothes.
Are you a Zodiac person? Because this is something that people complain about.
Yeah.
That we don't do enough of as gay people.
I am kind of a Zodiac person. I wouldn't say I'm like a savant, but I at least know my chart.
Who is the Zodiac savant? Where can we get Dustin Hoffman to play a Zodiac savant in a movie?
Well,
do you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, he's memorized a full stack of tarot cards, the exact order of them. And he's ripping off casinos and shit.
He's just going, walking by people being like, Leo Moon, Zenith Rising. I can't even pretend to be
Zenith Rising.
Zenith Rising is my favorite Xenon, what,
Girl of the 21st Century
movie. Yeah. That's what that is.
Yeah. Yeah. I would love Dustin Hoffman just walking behind people and just being like, wow, that's such a Leo Moon move. And then just leaving. And then just like, they're like,
how did he do that?
Oh, fuck. And then they're like mind fucked for like a month. Yeah, I kind of got into it. I don't really know. I think the pressure of the queer community is like, because I feel like whenever we go to bars and stuff, just like random and talking to just anyone, they're always just like, so what's your sign? And
yeah,
for a while, I mean, we all know our main signs.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm assuming in this group.
Yes. Yes. But I don't know the other signs.
Wow, what are y'all? Wow, what I'm assuming you know your sun sign, you fucking idiot.
It's like enough in like basic pop culture that I think most people know. Yeah, I feel
like that's like, what is it, an improv where it's like your, you know, star.
Top of your intelligence.
Yes.
Oh, well, yes.
Sorry.
Let's get into it. Gay sex. We're having gay sex.
Yes. We're having gay sex.
We're in the apartment. We're having gay sex. We're having gay sex with a great, great, an author, a writer, a comedian, a lesbian.
Keep going.
Sophie Santos.
Say all my nationalities.
I don't know what they are, but you will say
you
them.
Will say that. That is part of it.
I said Sophie Santos. Yeah. Thanks for being here.
Wow.
You got a book coming out.
I got a book coming out. As I wipe my brow, I got a book coming out.
Which is, it's amazing that you even, the fact
hey
that,
mamas, I got a book coming out.
Hey mamas, you enjoy literature?
Hey. Yeah.
Hey mama, do you like a sweet memoir about a little baby gay?
Yeah, you like to read? You like the written word? Well, something for you.
Hey mama, do you need a little something to make you feel comfortable before you fall asleep at night because you have anxiety?
Hey, you want to read about OCD and looping? I got the book for you.
Wait, what's looping?
I like OCD loops.
What's an OCD loop? I don't know what that
where is. Where you're just like, I have OCD, but I have like mental OCD. So I like repeat the same sentences in my head a certain amount of times. My number is 3.
Nice. Manageable.
Hey mamas, my number is 3.
Manageable. Hey mamas, hey mamas, hey mamas. Hey mamas.
Okay, well, I'm offended, so I'm gonna leave.
I say anything 3 times and Sophie gets really fucking upset. She was like, I'm gonna fucking do that. Yeah. I was gonna do that. Now I have to do it 9 times.
Yeah. Probably.
I have not been diagnosed with OCD, but when I was younger, 3 was my number for a lot of things. I mean, 3 was like my soccer number, but also like I would do this like breathing thing. I would go like 3 times, or like if there was squares on the sidewalk, I'd have to do like 3 footsteps in each square on the sidewalk.
Yeah, that's OCD.
Okay. So wait, yeah. Can we talk about this? Because I think, is it
great.
Possible?
That's for sure OCD.
Is it possible to have OCD as a child and grow out of it? Because I did a lot of things like that as a child and I don't do them anymore.
Well, as a psychiatrist. As a author, comedian, writer, lesbian,
here's the thing,
psychiatrist.
Sophie, we say a lot of things that we
Zodiac
have
savant.
No, Zodiac savant.
We have no business saying, but have you heard about that at all?
I haven't heard about that.
Okay.
I haven't heard about that. But I mean, I do. Yeah, I haven't heard about that.
I definitely had a thing about balance with touching. Like if I touched something with one hand, I had to touch it with another hand. And like certain things with the way that I took steps. But it was very tactile. But as I got older, I just grew out. I have therapy at 4:40 today.
I think you should bring this up.
I'm going to bring it up.
Have you ever brought it up?
No.
You got to bring it up.
Okay, wait. Is this OCD? Doctor? I would, when I would like erase something while I was like taking notes, and you have to brush the little eraser dustings away, I would have to do the same like as this breathing pattern, which was like swish, swish, one swish. But then I'd have to do that three times. It goes swish, swish, one swish.
Yeah,
swish,
yeah, swish, swish. I am so sorry to diagnose you
damn
with OCD.
How about we just do a full podcast where we go, is this OCD? And then we just say something.
Wait, here, is this OCD? When I make my girlfriend come, I have to go, hey, do you like that? Hey, was that fun for you? Hey, was that good?
Only if you
was
say
I good?
It three
am I worthy?
Do you like that? Do you like that? Do you like that?
Will you stare at me three times? Will you stare at me three times? Will you stare at me three times? Yeah, that's normally how that goes for me. Although actually, I don't know how dirty we can get. How dirty
as
oh,
the
yeah.
podcast called
we're having gay sex.
Like when I was like really in the throngs of it, I used to have to like masturbate to a certain number. And so
to a number or that many times.
That, sorry.
Ooh, four. You're so sexy.
So angular. I like your little points. Four.
Ooh, look at that ass. Five.
Okay.
The
well,
five does kind of look like a little slut looking over their shoulder.
Okay, well, I identify as a five right now.
I'm a five, but I'm a 10. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right,
I'm,
yeah,
I'm,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Everything means everything, and everything means nothing. So, yeah, no, I was a 3-6-9 girl.
Wait, what?
3-6-9. Damn, oh, you're oh. fine. No.
Yeah, and number. To that song.
Yeah, and
yeah.
to
that song.
So you jerk off three times because that was the amount of times that you had to.
And the amount of times I had to, and then. This is when it got crazy because I always had to have like a good thought. That's the best way I can think about it. It's like I had to have a positive thought because I'm thinking like Kate Hudson in The Fern and how to lose a guy in 10 days.
Okay.
That's a positive thought. A negative thought is like Brianna at school is talking behind my back. Okay. So this is just like small potatoes.
Yeah.
So I have to think. So I'm not even thinking about, well, Kate Hudson holding The Fern actually is pretty hot, but like, but I'm not even really thinking about anything that's like pornographic. I'm just like, okay, think of the good thought, think of the good thought, think of the good thought. But if for some reason, like Brianna, who was a backstabbing liar and
yeah, fuck that girl.
We hate her.
Who
hate
truly, Brianna. Truly was a pathological liar, and I still believe she is to this day.
Yeah, probably. I think you're right. I'm actually a psychiatrist and she sounds like one.
She did one time say I was really into this guy named Paul Dillon in middle school, and I really wanted to ask him out and to the dance.
Mm-hmm.
And she said
that's just gay also.
That I because that I wanted to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I did a lot of that.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like Sadie Hawkins every single day.
Yeah.
And so I go up to her and I'm like, can you give him this note? And she's just like, yeah, girl, of course. She gives him the note. We do go to the dance together. And then midway through the dance, I see that they're dancing. By the way, I'm in the South. So it's to like Lone Stars. I'm already there. So it's like something like, I don't know if this is a deep cut. If you guys have any Southern fans, you guys are going to appreciate that.
We do. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, great. I go up to like the water cooler after I finish seeing them dance. And I was like, hey girl, I'm at the dance with Paul Dillon.
Yeah.
I like Paul Dillon. She said, no, I told you I liked Paul Dillon. And that's
this
when I realized,
bitch.
That's when I realized that like there's some terrible human beings out there.
Yeah.
That's such an
that's
early
bad.
Age to have experienced something like that.
I was like, I didn't realize people acted like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You experienced like evil.
Evil.
The dark
like,
side
the dark,
of humanity.
I was like, oh my, you know, it was like my little brain just exploded.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you know how I'm going to get you back?
I'm going to count to three all the fucking time.
Yeah, can we have this conversation three more times, Brianna? I thought I was good at breakdancing. So in the middle of the dance floor, I started breakdancing.
And did everyone cheer?
And everyone cheered. And
that
I walked out as a fucking champion.
That is a great fucking revenge. I fucking love that story.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Fuck yeah.
Let's do our intros and then let's get into gay sex. Because this is great. You're already such a fantastic guest. We'd like to do our intro as far into the episode as possible just to make everyone at home not know what the fuck is happening.
Yeah.
Copy the format, plug what you want to plug. I am Ashley Gavin. I'm a cis gay white woman, she her pronouns. Fuck, I didn't come up. I gotta come up with another one for you on the fly. The last one on the fly was really good though.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, and support the pod, follow all of us, patreon.com/WHGS. I've got tour dates, ashleygavin.com. I'm all over the country this coming 2 months, so go check that out. Oh, my kitty, so cute. And as always, to keep me from getting canceled, my cancel coach. Give me a sport.
Football.
Football?
linebacker.
Make them a defensive end.
A defensive end.
The defensive end of the gender spectrum.
That's great. They're always, this defensive end is always defensive because they don't know what they are. Kate Sisk.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Kate Sisk. Cancel Coach Fat in the chat. I'm a white bisexual lesbian dyke. Any pronouns? My gender of the week as brought to you by the listeners. I got a lot of like fries stuff, which was interesting.
About French
got
fries?
A lot of like fish and chips, fries and mayo. I got the best.
Fries and mayo feels really spot on for you, and I don't know why. And I say that as someone who I'm not. Look, I'll dip my fries in mayo. I don't fucking care.
I'm a
what
fries
you think.
And ketchup. I'm fries and ketchup.
I like ketchup too. I sometimes mix it together.
And mayo all the time.
I'll do mayo ketchup, but I'm not just mayo by itself. Not a big fan.
I like mayo.
But so the fries, a lot of fry-centric stuff. I got the basket that the fish and chips goes in. There was a lot of like fish and chips and fries.
It makes sense to me because fries are sort of phallic and fish is always associated with pussy. So to me, this is like it's the duality of man. The duality of humankind. Fish
okay.
and chips.
I like fish and chips a lot better than like sausage tacos or whatever we said last time. Fish and chips I'll take.
Sausage taco works really well though. Sophie, do you mind introducing yourself?
I'd love to. I don't know what the third part is, but we'll get to it in a second. So I'm Sophie Santos. I have a book coming out. It's called The One You Want to Marry and Other Identities I've Had, which you can actually get it right now, but it's officially out October 1st.
And this episode will be out after that date.
Okay,
so get the book, you little freaks.
Get the fucking book. Hey mamas. Get the book. I'm on.
I thought there was gonna be a third.
Get the book. I'm on Instagram at Sophie, Sophie Santos, Santos. I feel like I have to say that because every time I say my name, Sophie Santos, I get Sophia Sanchez. And I have to spell it out. So I'm spelling it out for everyone. I always get Sanchez. And I'm like, Santos. Doesn't make sense to me.
They don't even really sound the same to me.
Thank you. They don't.
And that's a bizarre leap.
It's a big leap. I've gotten...
Alejandro.
Yeah.
Just no last name.
Just Alejandro.
Lady Gaga.
Yeah. They said, hey, are you Lady Gaga? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And then let's see, you can follow me on TikTok, although I just started TikTok, so
hey,
hell yeah.
Nothing's really happening.
We love TikTok over here.
Okay, great. I have a southern, I went to Alabama, and so I've been spoofing the Alabama TikTok rush. So I have a lesbian going through TikTok rush on my TikTok, which is at the real Sophie Santos.
There's a fake one.
Someone else took Sophie Santos, so I had to put. And there's a fake one. So I am that
person.
And
there's a fake one.
Yeah, I think that's it. I mean,
pronouns.
Yes, she, her. I'm a lesbian. And what was the thing you guys were doing with the fries?
Oh, that's just specific to me.
That's just Kate's gender because Kate doesn't know what gender they are.
Yeah, so the listeners wrote in and gave me suggestions.
Oh, okay, cool. Because I was like, whoa, okay, wait, what kind of food do I like right now?
You could just say what your gender identity is.
Yeah, yeah, no, she, her, and I'm a lesbian. Yeah, I feel good.
Nice.
That's great. Honestly, that's so nice. All right.
Cool.
Yes, let's get into it. Gay sex from this week. Gosh. Wow, first time in a long time. No gay sex this week for me.
Youch.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been a pretty big slut, and I really big time struck out this week. I got ghosted by a girl. My main, feeling like we don't know what we want to do with this, so she's taking a little break to think, which is totally appropriate.
Yeah.
Shout out main main.
You do know I'm gonna have a mental collapse when I leave this.
I feel so bad.
I did not.
I'm like
so weird that she asked me to do the podcast two more times after we took three hours to record.
I feel so
bad
because I know that when I do when I talk about my little like mental things, then I'm gonna do them more.
I'm so glad that I kicked mine. I must be some sort of genius or something.
No, I'm just mean, like in general.
Well,
like
make us all feel bad.
I don't know. I really got to figure out what that was. And on top of it, I was gonna start seeing this girl. I
really like this girl. I can't even call her a girl. Like, she's a woman. She's like,
oh my God.
She is wife material.
It is, but hey, I have to say though, I always say to it about anybody our age, I still say girl.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Because I don't know, I'd feel weird being like, yeah, so this woman, instead of being like, yeah, so this girl feels more natural versus me be like, yeah, this woman
but
makes
girl,
you feel so
straight
like-
girls would never be like, this man I'm seeing. They would be like, guy. They would say right. guy. So yeah. that's why I think.
I think that there is equivalent that. There.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
so,
think girl is
but,
fine.
But she is. I can't reveal her identity because it's so sensitive, but she is incredible and she has a primary partner and she just closed her relationship back up. So I can't even see her anymore. And I've already met her and I'm crazy about her. So I'm like very, I just really struck out this week. So we can either go back in time. We can do a finger blast from the past.
Always an option.
Yeah.
I wish I was waiting for the, like the song, like this sort of. Higgins,
we should have
Higgins,
a finger blast.
Steve Higgins,
we should have like a time travel
or a song.
Is this the time travel? That's the other song.
That's
we have
very sexy.
That's
a finger blast from Christmas past.
Yes,
the ghost of finger blast past.
Oh no! Oh no!
All right, Ashley,
that's
haunt
what it
us.
Is.
Okay. I also hung out with my most recent ex.
Oh,
that is
yeah.
an option to talk about. I do think that needs to be discussed at some
okay.
point.
Okay.
But it's not exactly a funny story. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I could also talk about this girl that ghosted me.
So are you, is it dealer's choice over here?
Yeah. yeah. Whatever you're feeling.
Well, is the girl that ghosted you the one that closed her shit back up?
No.
No.
I want to hear about the girl that closed her shit back up.
Oh, fuck.
Because it feels like you're like really into it and it just like I want to know what you're going through right now.
You did
with,
this to yourself.
I
Ashley.
Did do it to myself.
It's the most interesting for me.
Fine. This is, and I'm almost scared to say this because I'm so emotionally frail. My last relationship was wonderful, very amicable split for logistical reasons.
What was the legit?
Age difference. She wants some independent time before she, I like wanted to get married. She was like, I can see that for me, but I can't see marriage for me right now. I need like some time.
Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, get out of here. Can't you see? I don't love you anymore. Get gone, Air Bud. Go. And she left. I miss her every day. So I'm still in love with her, but I am healing because it's been a few months now. And this woman, this lady, this professional, successful, feminine blazer.
We love
Oh, your Achilles heel.
My Achilles heel.
Is it a fit? Do you watch Call My Agent?
No.
Okay, well, I'd be
but
like,
I
it'd
love
be, like
the
Cammy,
promo.
Cammy Cotine would be your dream. It's a feminine blazer.
I love, Ooh. Yeah.
It's
powerful
it's,
women.
It's a French show, hot as hell of a show. Hot as hell of a show.
Damn. I didn't realize there was
Damn.
Gay. Is there gay action on that
the
show?
The lead is a lesbian, and they don't.
Damn.
And they don't even. It's just.
That's awesome.
Nice.
And
That's
she's
awesome.
Like kind of a womanizer at first, and then she kind of gets her shit together. And it's she has a great story arc. And
is she a lesbian in real life? God fucking damn it.
The sigh damn said it all.
She's straight.
She is the French Rachel Weisz, unfortunately, but she plays such a good lesbian.
So we allow it.
She plays such a good lesbian. I'm like, oh, but there's something's in there.
Yeah, yeah. Gotta be.
Yeah.
Gotta be.
She's so hot. Anyway, Femina Blazer.
Yes,
watch it later.
She's like, oh my God. I cannot reveal. She is an important person. She is a known person. So that's how we found each other.
Okay.
Through being known. You let me know if I've revealed her identity. The identity of this person has to be so fucking private. So it's not a dating app. I didn't meet them in person. It was like through
the internet,
the universe.
Okay.
The web, I would say.
The web, you would say.
Tumblr? Are we going back to Tumblr?
It's 2002.
It's Tumblr. Is it Tumblr?
You met a woman through the
year is 1995.
World
I'm
Wide
in an AOL
web.
Chat room. All right.
Oh, no.
She's a woman. I know this because she said, I promise I'm a woman.
And then she sent me a picture of her.
Just one.
Just one. And it was slightly blurry.
It's slightly blurry. She does. just look like Monica Lewinsky. But
what a weird fake identity.
I was trying to think of someone famous in 1995.
That's all you came up with.
I was three.
Okay.
I mean, we could have like, I mean, we really could have gone with the whole women's national. I mean, you're a soccer player. We could have gone with Mia fucking Hamm.
Yeah, Mia Hamm would be an interesting.
That's more of a 99 feeling to me.
96. She came on the map 95.
Yeah. I just mean the big.
I like how we're three lesbians are being like, what year would you say this soccer player is?
Oh my God, in 95 I was three.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, all right.
So We start chatting and I have sort of like, I sort of have like a business thing going with her. I cannot say any more than
that. Okay. I thought you meant like business, because I used to, back in the day when I was like having like casual sex, I would
I've got some appointments.
I would put it in my calendar and I would share it and I would say, I would do a Google Cal and invite them. And
oh, nice.
That's cute.
It was a really good friends with benefits situation.
Yeah.
And she'd come over at the exact scheduled time. So I'd be like, I have meetings, and she'd come over and she'd bring some chips and we'd talk for we talk for a second.
She meal prepped. She brought lunch every day. She had that Google calendar set up. Never missed a meeting.
And then we would go back there, you know.
And we would go in the back. This was actually at a Foot Locker.
Yeah. It was definitely not. It was at a Starbucks. So. And then that we left. Anyway, so continue. But I'm just saying, as far as business, that's when I think business.
I have not an actual working relationship with her, but we have something overlapping that we're connected.
You're collaborating.
We're collaborating.
You're collaborators. We love collaborating.
It's me.
And
that's
so
the reveal.
These talks went from, moved away from collaborating into flirting. And then she told me that she had a primary partner. And,
You're
I was
upset.
Like, I'm healing. When I felt sad, I was like, fuck, I really like her.
Because
If someone else that I was hooking up with said that to me, no problem.
Are you able to remove emotions from sex?
Yes, if I don't have emotions for the person. But this person is so cool. She runs her own business. It's a successful business. It's like, it's just so hot. The whole thing, she's just ready to like be an adult lesbian with me. Another adult lesbian.
So do you think that's part of it, is that you know your last healthy relationship ended because you weren't in the same stage of life?
I don't need this. No, that's very accurate.
Okay, do you think that it's auras? Your auras are linked.
Crystallically. The thing is that I'm a Scorpio. No.
Wow.
You know this. I'm
Taurus. We would actually be a perfect match.
Oh, cool. I am not dating. I am not dating for fun. I'm not getting into a year-long relationship and ending it. I'm done. If I'm dating someone seriously, it's because I think they might be able to marry me one day.
Yeah.
That's all I was saying.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm the defensive end right
now. I
have
love and support from over here.
You're not mad at me for digging. You're mad at me for just saying what you were about to say.
No. So I see that in her. And we're very compatible. She's smart, she's funny, she's successful, she's very femme.
What's her sign?
I don't know.
Well, you might not be as compatible as you think.
So then she tells me about this primary partner, and I feel it. And I'm like, fuck. And then I'm about to see... Yes.
Yeah.
Big womp womp. And
big womp.
Guys, I am the worst. I Googled the primary partner. She is very impressive.
Yeah. Of course.
And then I'm like throwing all my shit out there. I was like, you know, you used to work at MIT, right? I'm smart and funny. And we hung out, and because we'd already scheduled our date, but she was like, look, I'm looking to make friends in the city. Let's hang out anyway. Great friendship there. She was totally appropriate. Nothing happened. Nothing crossed a line, but I really like her. And
sure.
I don't know what to do.
Oh, it just, so when this was happening, she wasn't open. She had just closed it.
Oh, yeah. The day before our date, she was like, by the way, we just closed things up.
Oh, buddy.
And I was like, motherfucker. You know, like, so really.
You kept the Google Cal event, but you changed it from date to friend appointment.
And there was no meal prep.
No chips.
We didn't need the protein or anything like that.
You didn't need any salsa to really get your get you fucking ready to make out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
nothing like spicy lips for a nice
I want to be respectful to her identity and what she is going on with her partner, but I feel like deep down she has a crush on me.
And she very well may, but...
But she's being... She's not acting on that.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think her closing it before you guys did what you were going to do, because if she hadn't closed it, you guys would have fucked. And it would have been a thing. And yeah. then you would have been more into her. And now you're... I understand that the torture of wondering what it could have been can sometimes kill a person.
Oh, I'm absolutely going to try and get brunch with her or something.
Oh, my God.
I am absolutely going to just torture. I'm going to edge myself in this friendship.
Oh my gosh, this is so funny, Ash. You were like, wow, you know, she was so faithful and like so appropriate. And that, I really respect that. And I am going to break her down.
No.
I'm going to make sure.
I am going to ruin this.
This is how much I like her. If I didn't like her.
Yeah.
I might
you would home
feel
wreck?
No, I don't think I'd home wreck, but I might be a little flirtier.
Okay.
But because I do like her. I'm going to be super respectful. I'm going to show her how respectful I can be.
So that way you can ultimately be with her.
Yes.
So it's like you're a contestant on some like unnamed game show with her. Where you're like, level one, respect.
Level two, I cannot hit on you and be okay.
Level three, intimacy without sexuality.
That's what, you know what it is? That's why I feel like there's such a, there was instant intimacy and understanding. And the conversations were like so deep and so like cool.
It's going to fade though.
Go on.
It's going to fade because at the end of the day, she's with this other person and eventually she'll do something that you're like, oh, that's not that hot actually. and then you're gonna be like, oh, what was I doing? I was thinking about literally edging myself or not, or thinking about her constantly day in and day at night, however you do your thing. And then you'll be like, oh my God, why did I just spend 3 months thinking about this person?
Well, I'm gonna fuck other people. I'm not gonna like make her like
the whole thing.
I'm just waiting it out. I know, that's all I'm saying.
If the time ever came where she came back around, you're not going to be into it. You're going to be like, she's not going to be a shiny.
Damn.
I promise. It's going to fade. Trust the Lululemon pants. Trust the Air Maxes.
I feel like I'm talking to like a 75-year-old war vet. Listen, kid. Everything fades.
When you get back from war, she's not going to be the same. Her nipples are going to be 4 inches lower than they were before you saw a man die.
You're not going to be able to come anymore. At a certain point, your dick's going to stop working. I'm like, I don't have a dick. He's like, whatever. Your strap-on is old and floppy. It's lost the elasticity, the stiffness. You're never going to come again, kid. And that's what life is. It's coming.
The jizz will come out, but your soul won't feel it, and neither will the rest of your body.
Is that what a Taurus is?
That's what happened when you go to war. Yeah.
Well, that's my gay sex from this week.
Yeah, oh, before you said you were a Taurus, so you liked new things.
You said you thought Taurus.
I thought you were saying tourist. Like, I thought you were, like, visiting different versions of yourself as if they were places. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's deep. Well, okay, I'm glad that I could offer you some wisdom.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, you did look at me, and you, like, with those eyes of, like, so, what do you think?
So, and?
Oh, my hosting eyes.
Yeah.
I didn't know I had those, I do.
Oh, I got them. Yes.
Listener, spring has sprung. Love is in the air, and that means you need your Helix mattress. You don't want to bring a girl home and have her crawl into your bed and feel like shit the next day, and then she takes it out on you and never sees you again. Help your boo thang get a good night's sleep on a Helix mattress. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex, take the 2-minute mattress quiz, and you'll find out which mattress is best for you. And it's no stress. You get 100 nights to try it. And there's a 10 to 15 year warranty. So don't sweat this decision. But I know you're going to love it because you don't have to take my word for it. Helix has been awarded the #1 mattress picked by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep.
Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
That's my gay sex from this week. Sophie, did you have gay sex this week?
Yes. My gay sex from this week is not from this week. I'm so bad at this already.
You're fucking killing it. Honestly, besides this one sentence, you're such a pro.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's not from this week. It's not from this week, but it is the first time I've ever had gay sex.
Yes.
That's great.
And I think it's a fun time that I'd like to tell everyone about. Which camera?
Yeah. You're over there. You're there. You can put your finger in that frame if you
want. Are you guys ready to hear about the first time I had gay sex?
Yes,
we are.
Are you guys ready to hear about the first
they're
time
ready I had... YouTube,
are you guys ready?
Are you ready for sex? How have we never done that?
Dun, 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 dun,
how tall are you? How old tall are you?
I'm 5'6".
Coming in at 5'6", number three. Get ready for gay sex with Sophie Santo.
Are you ready for this? Okay. Thank you. So the first time I ever had gay sex was I was 21 and I did not know I was a les.
A les.
I did not know I was a les. I didn't know I was a les. Bien. I did not know that I that word existed.
In fact, I thought I was French.
I thought I was an actress.
Yeah, I was spent my whole life being cringe, and it turns out that I am not. I was really going through it. I had gone through some pretty intense mental health issues. Like I was like finally diagnosed with anxiety, not OCD yet, anxiety. And my most stable moment, I took a summer position at a camp that was being hosted at Wellesley College.
Ooh, there you go. There you go. I went to Bryn Mawr.
Oh, you went to Bryn Mawr. Yeah. Yeah, that's in the Holy Trinity. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
What's the other one? Smith?
Smith, yeah. And Barnard's up there, I think, too.
I never understand, because that's like part of Columbia, right?
I don't want to talk shit about Barnard girls, okay. But I could.
Okay. You can.
Listen, we know you just wanted to go to Columbia.
Oh my God, Ashley.
We know you just wanted to go to Columbia and you're gay. And you thought, how can I combine both my interests of getting into Columbia, which I can't get into, and being gay. Barnard College. I'm so sorry. Seven Sisters forever. I don't give a fuck.
I just
fuck.
Didn't understand that logistically. But when I think of women's college, I'm like, there has to be a woods around it.
Right.
That the men have to get
through. I know. It's so weird that there's a women's college just in New York City. Yeah. There's like a homeless man jerking off on the corner outside a barn. It feels like a violation of the rules of women's college.
It does. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It does feel weird. Yeah. I love the forest vibe. It definitely does feel like, you know, like some sort of like, you have to cast a spell to get in.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
When men walk by it, they like just see like a bridge. Yeah.
or a sports bar. Yeah.
What do you say three times to get into Wellesley? Is it just like pussy, pussy, pussy?
Well, at the time I was two, I didn't know what that word
was. Right. So it was like knitting, knitting, knitting.
It was boys, boys, boys.
Boys, please, please, please.
Boys are hot. Boys are hot. Boys are hot. I promise they're so hot. So I was over at Wellesley, and I will say, I don't know if we have any Wellesley people.
We do.
Okay, great. Well, the college itself didn't sponsor this program. Not that anything bad happened, but I just
guys, this episode is not sponsored by Wellesley.
The college should not officially endorse me having gay sex for the first time.
Although I think they would approve. I think they would absolutely approve. So it was just hosted. We just used it as a campus. But basically, yeah, it was like I was at a staff meeting and we all were like meeting each other for the first time, and
you're like a counselor at
and
this
I'm a counselor
camp.
Yeah,
it's like a tennis camp or something.
No, it's a camp. It's, see, here's the thing, it is, and I don't want to go on too much of a rant because it doesn't fucking matter, but it's we weren't allowed to call it a camp. It was a summer enrichment program.
Yo, that is the most Wellesley bullshit I've ever heard in my entire life. And that is some rich white Massachusetts bullshit.
Rich white Massachusetts bullshit. It was like, it was for 7th and 8th graders. We all taught courses. I created a curriculum. I taught commercial marketing and advertising.
Okay, so it really wasn't a camp.
And I really
thought the courses were going to be soccer.
Yeah,
no,
I thought so too.
Soccer was like maybe as like you could use it as like on your off time.
Yeah.
Like they're like they got like recess.
Yeah.
But that was one of the courses they could choose. They could choose that. It actually was really funny, like the kind of courses that they could take. Like they could take commercial marketing, advertising, which, by the way, I did not major in that. So I was just really pulling shit out of my ass. And then, or they could take cupcake baking.
Okay.
And a lot of times the kids would sign up because their parents would make them take stock market 101, and then they'd switch and they'd go to the curriculum office to cupcake baking, and then they wouldn't tell their parents.
That's very funny.
So it was great. So I taught that, and then, okay, so now we've gotten past that part. So all these kids, also side note, I could have one of my students would be, you know, Upper West Side kid.
Yeah.
Or I literally had the princess.
Darien, Connecticut.
Yes.
Type of, yeah.
Yeah, and I literally had the princess from Jordan in my class.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't know if I could say that now. I guess I can. I think it's fine.
How many princesses does Jordan have?
I think there's a lot.
There's probably a lot.
But she was like, or like she was like,
you have to
cousin.
Be able to answer that math problem to get into the summer enrichment program. If Jordan has 5 princesses.
Yeah, and like knew Queen Rania and all that shit, and was like, I mean, and so that was like, all the kids were so like, were just wealthy as fuck. And then they were from all over the world. And then, yeah, and then there was from, you know, Connecticut, Massachusetts or whatever. So anyway, so that's what we're dealing with. That's not the point of the story, though. The point is, so I'm at this place. I, like, don't know how I got there. I was at Alabama at the time, like, going to the University of Alabama. So the fact that I even got into this program
yeah.
is insane to begin with. Yeah, our staff meeting where we're just, you know, meeting everybody. This person walked in and I was like, I mean, it was like eyes rolling in the back of my head, my stomach, the way that their hips swished, the way the way that their lanyard swung from side to side.
Their summer enrichment program lanyard.
Enrichment program. And they had on this purple eyeliner.
Dang.
And
gay.
They, a little bit of their hair was dyed, just like a little streak.
Mm.
And I was like, I was going through puberty. Literally exact same feeling that I had when I went through puberty. So that's why I knew something was wrong. And I was like, something's wrong because I haven't had this feeling since I was 13. Which also eventually
like
went
like just
went
feeling
away.
Like sick or ragingly horny?
First sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then ragingly horny.
Yeah.
But I couldn't distinguish it and I couldn't figure out what was going on. So I'm like, you know, trying to stay present, trying to teach these children.
Trying not to pass out.
Literally stumbling like, okay.
All right, kids. ABC. Always be cunt. I mean, always breast closing. I mean... Ass be closing. Oh my god.
And they're like, we know our ABCs, we know 10 languages, Sophie. And I'm like, okay, so I'm sorry. One class though, I was so distracted, and also because I didn't know what I was doing, I didn't know what I was teaching. I had them make commercials, which I could teach them how to do, but I didn't know how to actually use Final Cut at the time. So I had this one kid who was like a savant, and he was a savant.
He was a real one.
He was a real one. And I was like, hey, can you just take over for the class for like just like today? And then I'll just like, you know, I'll help you. And totally did it and helped all the kids
nice.
to do the Final Cut, which again, whatever. I'm never going back.
Okay, I thought you were going to be like, so I had him teach the class and I left and fucked this girl.
No. No, but I mean, yeah, it is definitely like, yeah, so that was not my...
Who's the girl? Who is she? She another counselor? Teacher.
Another counselor. Yeah, God.
Please don't get me in trouble.
Yeah, no, it's definitely another counselor. I will say they go by they, them now.
Okay.
And they recently came out as trans, We're still friends.
Wow.
Shocking, though. It's very shocking. So, but I'm like,
they listen to the podcast.
They probably will. They said they're going to buy the book and everything. And I sent them the chapter about when I was completely horrible to them. But anyway, okay, so here we go. we can't stop thinking about them. It's like on my mind all the time. And there's this thing called intercession, which is like the time where we switched. It was like we had two sessions of kids. Yes. And at this point, like anyone who knows what like a women's college is like, which we've described, you know, it is like, you know, it's a forest of dreams. And we're walking, you know, we'd started walking to class together by the pond, mm-hmm. you know, frolicking by the pond. Mm-hmm. Right. I, you know, walk across the quad, brushing each other's shoulders as I would like walk away. Like I'm also just like bolting all the time every time I see them.
Yeah.
And during intercession, it's like the time where we get like booked up. And we like we're at a Harvard frat house. And
oh, my gosh.
I was drinking absolutely.
Interesting that you left the gayest place on earth to go to the straightest place on earth to have gay sex with this person. But go on.
It wasn't my choice. This is like whoever was like the local, because there were always like some Boston counselors. So they were just like, we got the fucking teachers. Best house. Thank you for correcting me.
No problem.
Teachers. Yeah, we were teachers.
I take the rules really seriously.
Yeah, you do. Yes, I should have known. And then I'm like on absolute and Crystal Light, baby.
Oh my
and
gosh.
And I'm fucking going to town and I am drinking and making eyes across the room. And finally I go up to them and I was like, you want to get out of here?
You just said that.
I just said
like
it.
Like out of a because movie.
Because the tension has been building all summer tension, long.
Yeah, and I haven't built it as much as I should build it, but if you want to read
it's in the book.
It's in the book. You know?
It's in the book.
It's in the book. So it's been building. I'm like, let's get out of here.
No kiss yet.
We walk down.
You just say, let's get out of here. Oh let's my get God. Out of here. Ready. I have chills. I have goosebumps.
You got goosebumps? Well, get ready because the goosebumps are about to pop off your fucking body.
I can't tell if that's good or bad.
Can't either. It sounds bad, but also kind of good.
So the next thing I know, because I'm shwasted, I come to in a gravel parking lot, fully going down on them.
In a parking lot?
In a gravel parking lot.
Are you on the ground?
I'm on the ground.
Oh.
Fully going down on them in a gravel parking
lot. You've never gone down on anybody.
I mean, I've gone down on men.
Right.
No, clothes are on, okay. But they had a skirt on.
Okay.
You're under the... I think under the skirt going down is so funny. I don't know why. Just
I think it's very hot. But I can't imagine coming to and having to pull a skirt like down from your face and just be like... Where am I? What's happening?
And why am I bleeding? And so I immediately pop up and scream, and I'm not kidding. I'm not gay.
Oh my God.
I know. And I'm like, as I'm wiping off my mouth. Thank you for saying it. I don't know why I became such a little prude. I was like kind of scared to say it. I'm literally wiping, you know, all the stuff off my face, and they were so respectful.
Did she orgasm?
Did they orgasm?
You weren't like really there.
No, I the whole thing was like I think 15 seconds.
Okay, yeah.
Like,
okay.
It was really more of just like we stumble out, we're on the ground. I'm like, don't really know how I got down to the ground.
Yeah.
And you're then, going and down on them for however long.
Probably was a 5 second down.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then shot.
A great story.
And then shot up. Yeah, is it sarcasm or is this real?
No.
Oh, okay, great. You guys let me know. And you guys let me know.
I empathize comments. With you in this situation. Like even if it was only a few seconds that you were kind of like out of body, it's like a little shocking to like kind of come to in the middle of that. Like I want to hold you and be like, you didn't do anything wrong.
What did they say? Because I'm really worried about them.
So they were like,
are they gay? Are they out?
Yeah, they're completely out.
Oh, my heart.
Oh, wait. Now they're not. Sorry. No, at the time they were also figuring it out, but they were dealing with my bullshit that they didn't put that on me because they didn't want to make me more anxious, but they were actually also trying to figure it out too. So like, God bless that person.
Yeah.
But I got up, I'm like shouting, I'm not gay. I'm like literally there, and they were like, Gabe was like, it's okay. They're like, I'm so sorry. You know, everything's okay. And I'm like, I'm not gay.
I love that you're the one going down on them. And they're like, I'm so sorry that you've made this choice and that like, you are shouting, I'm not gay, I'm not gay.
And I'm wiping the like gravel off my knees. There's like, I don't know if anyone's ever been in a gravel parking lot where they've been on their knees before, like, but it's like everywhere. There's blood. It's like stuck inside you. And I'm trying to run back into the party like I just came back from a crime scene. Like I felt like I just I just murdered someone because I'm like the blood. Wipe off the blood. That damn spot.
This is actually the most wholesome thing that has ever happened.
Your face reeks of pussy, and you're like the blood on my knees.
And I go in. And I immediately make out with the boy that I had been hooking up with that summer.
Oh, that really... Ooh.
I know.
Oh.
I know.
Pain.
I know. But we're supposed to be honest.
I feel for this person so much because I'm the one that was always in their position.
I was in that position a lot of times. I wish that I had been there and before you got back into the house to make out with the boy, which was probably just as damaging to yourself as it was to this other person.
Of course.
I wish I could have just given you a hug and been like, it's okay. And just go to bed. Yeah. Just go home and go to bed.
Wait, I had a sick riff that I didn't get to get
in. Tell me.
Okay. Well, is it a riff now, though?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's more of a joke and it probably will land flat. I was going to say, as you were running back with the blood and the cum on your face from eating this pussy, this is actually the most wholesome thing that has ever happened at a frat party. At a Harvard frat party.
Wow. That was really good.
What a great gay sex story.
Yeah.
And you guys are friends.
Well, so it kind of, there's a little bit more if we want to hear like the epilogue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let us know.
So after the, let us know, Sophie, actually.
Give us some closure because my heart rate is high.
So yeah, because I don't want to end it on that because that's that's really sad and depressing. But after that, we would text frequently. I invited them back to my dorm and I was like, I cracked the door open just enough so they could slide through and I'm like looking, making sure no one was there. And I was like, please don't tell anyone you're here.
Because I'm not gay. Because I'm not gay. Remember that, but I'm not gay.
Yeah. And I kept saying it. And the thing is this wasn't OCD this time. This was just me.
I'm not gay, though.
This is just me being a bitch.
That's the chant to get out of Wellesley. Actually, that's the way that you make it disappear.
Yeah, if I just say it hard enough, I will finally be back in Alabama.
There's definitely a Wizard of Oz joke to be made here with the clicking the heels and the saying stuff three times.
100%. Hunt OP. So then they come over and we've only had some text exchanges. And again, it really was me just saying, we'd flirt and then I'd say, I'm not gay. Mm. And we sat in the bed and I was like, and they were like, so you want to maybe do something? And I was like, okay, sure. And then they were like, well, do you want me to turn the lights on? And I was like, no. And they were like, so you think the lights show you how gay you are? And I was like,
good for them.
And I was like, no. And I remember them like taking off their shirt for the first time, and I just remember being like, it was like my whole body was exploding. It was like I had never, because when I was at Alabama, roll tide. When I was at Alabama, when I was at Alabama, and where the title comes from is I was in a sorority. And so, I was not how I am now. I was completely.
What do you mean you didn't wear this to the rush parties or whatever they do? I don't know what the fuck they do.
It's so weird. Why wouldn't I have worn this outfit with the snapback? The joke of our sorority was called, we're the ones you want to marry. The one you want to marry. It's not me being a narcissist. It's based on the sorority.
I interpreted it as like a straight thing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And that is I didn't interpret it as I'm fucking dope. I am the best. Definitely want to marry me.
Yeah, you definitely want to marry me. So I thought that's what I needed to do. I was like, we're the ones you want to marry. I'm in the sorority. I made a blood oath. I pay $10,000 in dues. So I need to
find the sorority?
A man. It was something like that. And I was like, I need to find a man. And so I started having sex with copious amounts.
Talk about a sunk cost fallacy. If you pay enough money, you just have to be straight. You're like, I've invested financially in this identity. I have the clothes. I'm in the sorority.
I took the improv classes.
I've lied to myself long enough that it is fine. I am. Yeah. And I had sex with so many men because I was like, but I couldn't figure out why I wasn't connecting with men.
Yeah.
And so that's what I was coming ride off of, the tale of me trying to find my gentleman caller, you know, me trying to find the
very
man.
Very gay to call them that also.
The man, yeah, well, he needed a little top hat that I could wear sometimes too, you know.
You know, we could trade. If he back looks dapper, I can look dapper.
Yeah, exactly.
We share a bow tie.
We share each other's clothes, you know. That's how it works here, right? So yeah, and so that's what I was coming off of. So then when I was having sex, and like actually having sex with Gabe, because the gravel parking lot thing was
sure.
very quick. I was like, I've never experienced anything like this in my life.
Yeah.
What is happening to me? Also, how am I gay now? I should have realized this in middle school. I should have realized this in high school. Obviously, there were so many signs. But the real kicker is I did find out we kind of do this a couple of times, and then the summer ends, and then and that was it. But it turns out that where this gravel parking lot was, I thought it was like, you know, cross town. It was right in front of the frat house.
So they were like, nice.
Yeah. They were like, nice, or they were like, what
is happening?
And so like,
is that lesbian sex?
Yeah.
Are they really serious about all those crystals? Like, they have to be on a gravel surface in order to have... So that's why they have all those rocks.
It looks like one of them is
it
just
has
like
to be outside
throwing rocks and praying to some gods. Yeah. And then, yeah, I mean, that's basically it. But and then I was like, I did end up transferring. I left Alabama and I went to another school, and I was like, new university, new me. It's been like a couple of fucking weeks. No time has passed since I had sex with Gabe. And I walk into this bar, and I'm sitting there, and in walks in the lesbiest lesbian. Do we have Dreamweaver?
Dreamweaver.
Do you have the song Dreamweaver? It's okay.
No.
No, we don't. But I love that you think we can take requests.
play the do-do-do-do-do-do-do. So in my head, so the lesbiest lesbian walks in.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding. Straight Olivia Wilde from the fucking OC when she turned Marissa, in quotes.
Oh, yeah.
And that's exactly what this person looks like. And it was like a spotlight on her going through the fucking bar. And I was like, it's like Jason. I was like, it's fucking back. It's fucking... I was like,
you thought you had escaped the gay?
I thought I had escaped the gay. And I was like, it's back. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh man, I thought you were going the direction like new school, new me. I'm
like,
gay now.
Backwards hat, like saggy jeans.
Like, new school, new me, still straight.
100%. And she walks in, and I was like, I mean, she had grungy eyeliner, unfinished back tattoos.
Like, what I liked about her was that she didn't have $200
that she couldn't afford. She either couldn't afford it or she didn't know what she wanted.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
that's really hot. No, that's it. And then she became basically my my lesbian spirit guide, and we didn't talk
nice.
That night, but someone hooked us up, and I confessed to potentially being gay.
So you didn't date her, she just kind of led you into the world.
I wanted to date her.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, yeah.
And part of the setup was to potentially try to see if we could, you know, get in there.
Yeah.
And she definitely was like, well, if you want to go out with my girlfriend and I. And I was like, oh, shot to the heart. Just like that.
Just wait her out.
She won't be shiny anymore.
Yeah, it'll fade.
She'll get those back tattoos finished.
And the magic will disappear.
Yeah, yeah. And it'll fade. It'll fade.
What an
it's
incredible
like in Beauty
story.
And the Beast, like by the time all the rose petals fall into her back tattoo.
By the time the butterfly is has both wings,
you won't see it as beautiful anymore.
Well, congratulations.
Incredible.
On
you're
being
an incredible
gay
storyteller.
Now.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that.
Buy the book.
Thanks.
I gotta buy the book.
Yeah, I'm gonna buy the book.
Thanks.
You can pre-order now.
You can pre-order now.
But by the
no,
time
you're
listening,
it's out!
It's
out!
Buy
it!
Buy
it! Oh,
so I'm sorry. Every time I yell, Ashley gets really mad at me for scaring the cat.
Do I scare very
yeah,
mad
so-
I don't know.
Now I'm mad at you. Because you said I was very mad.
Fine. You get
I
very sad for the cat.
Yeah, I feel like I'm politely and protecting my
I didn't say
cat.
You were being rude.
You said I was mad. This is our first fight.
Well, I actually really enjoyed watching that.
A little bit of drama.
yeah, for the clickbait. Like, Kate like and Ashley fight for the first time. Lesbian comedian and other lesbian comedian fight on podcast.
See it all go down tonight on xxxvideos.com.
Why are we not posting these on Pornhub?
Because I don't want that.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I forgot about our arrangement.
Because that's a boundary that I set. So
we talk about this every day, Ashley. Because I don't want you to.
Now I feel like
stop asking.
I feel like you're not listening to me. So I feel like you don't actually hear me.
That's fight number two today. We gotta get in three fights.
Well, thank you for that story. Buy the book. Please come back.
Yes. I'd love to. This was really fun. I had a blast.
The episode's not actually over, though. We have to go to Kate.
I love it. No, I want to hear Kate's story.
I am not fucking around, guys. I'm hiring a full-time employee. And as I said earlier, 90-95% of my income comes from a combination of my tour dates and the Patreon. That means you are paying this employee. So please consider donating $1 a month. If you donate $5 a month, we are in the process of recording bonus episodes that will come out every week. Bonus episodes for you every week if you donate $5 to $10 a month. I know you want that precious, that sweet, sweet gay content, that good gay content for you that has been free for a very long time for you. So consider it because... honestly, I don't want to owe the IRS money. That's really what it comes down to. So patreon.com/WHGS or ashleygavin.com. Go sign up for my mailing list so you can see me live in Boston, Chicago, Indiana, or New York City in the coming weeks. If you're already donating, thank you so much. It really is life-changing. All right. Keep enjoying this ep. Kate, did you have gay sex this week?
All right, my gay sex story for the week is another gender bender. I went to a party, which I haven't done in a long time.
At Harvard?
No. not Harvard, but it was a sausage fest, I will say.
Okay.
It was like mostly men.
What time is it?
It's 4:27.
You have to leave.
I want you to tell the story, though. I want to hear this. Let's just hear the story.
The second time that Kate has gotten fucked up the ass due to my poor time management. Is this our first fight?
No, but it's your third, and that's where we have to stop it because you can't have.
That's perfect. We can't do nine.
You can't. No, because we'll be here all night.
Okay. Do you want me to tell a story or no?
I think you should tell the story.
Okay. I went to a party. It was mostly dudes. Some women there. The only, maybe not the only. None of the dudes were gay. It was all straight dudes.
Sure.
And
are you sure?
Well.
Oh.
Yeah. So there was like so. It just kind of like at one point the room like, or not the room because it was like outside, but the like space divided itself and like all the women were together and all the men were together, which had not been the case like all day. But like as soon as the lights went down, the men and women divided and the men were like being bros together. And I realized that I had
each other's nails.
Not quite, but like playing like Scrabble and shit. And I realized that I was with the women. And I said, oh, that's very interesting.
I love that you're always looking for a sign of what your gender is. You're just like literally, you're like, I'm jaywalking right now. God, I'm such a badass. Maybe I am a guy. Or maybe I'm just a woman boss.
That's what it was like. So my partner was there too. So that was part of it, was I wanted to be hanging out with her and she was hanging with the women. So
okay.
You know, I was playing board games and kind of like looking over at the bros and being like, oh, that's like so annoying, like weird, like such like bro-y energy. And then eventually they came over and they were like, you guys should like play drinking games with us. And like a couple of us went over, including myself. And it was just like very immediately, like it was the first time that I've been like this version of myself in like a group of all men. And I was like astonished at how much more like one of them I felt than ever before. And how much of that, I wonder how much of that is me projecting like comfortability.
You're like
with masculinity.
Out the window, you see two women having sex, you're like, what is that? They need a penis in there.
Now, I don't think I became toxic. I didn't become toxic. No.
But you felt comfortable.
But I felt like surprisingly comfortable, especially like only moments ago, sitting with the group of women thinking they were being loud and annoying.
And now you feel like,
and now all of a sudden I was like, oh, I'm like strangely feel like looped into to this. And
Scrabble's fucking, you know, lame, bitch.
No, I live and die by Scrabble.
Just because she's a man doesn't mean she's not a nerd.
Okay.
So, I don't know if it's because of the vibes I feel comfortable putting out, or because of how I look, that I was just like more seamlessly accepted into like the broment that was happening. A lot of chanting. A lot of like I had been drinking like nice beer all night. This was like light beer. Like I was just like, oh my God. It felt like college. Yeah. And it was like very bizarre, but also kind of a good feeling. And like then, you know, as things get like ramping up, there was lots of like group hugs where they like pound your back.
Yeah.
And
like, yeah. They can't like, gently hug. They have to hug with violence.
Yeah. Right. But then there were some like, I think because it's older than college, like these are people like in their 30s.
Yeah.
So I think because it is older people, there were like little moments of tenderness to the point that someone, I think at one point, one man was like, had his hand on like the back of another man's head and somebody like remarks.
I've seen that.
On that. And there was like this little cute moment.
That's a guy move.
Well, but it was like one guy was sitting down and the other guy was standing and he just kind of like had his hand on his behind his head. They've been best friends.
Turn into like a porn thing.
No. It was commented on.
This is sweet.
It was commented on. Like, look at these men being comfortable with each other. And they were like, well, yeah, we've like known each other for a long time. Like, we're friends. Like, why wouldn't we be comfortable with each other?
I'm sorry.
And I thought that was very. So it was kind of this
I'm being
like
toxically masculine.
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out, is that it was like so bro-y, but they definitely had outgrown a lot of the like
stupidity that comes with like being when you're in your early 20s.
Like, yeah,
they felt comfortable
but
being.
But then one of the guys,
of course,
who like was being like very bro-y with me, but would also like lightly caress my back.
That's fucked up.
And I couldn't tell
if it was gay or straight.
Yeah, I really couldn't tell. And he was there. He was there with his partner, and I was there with my partner, and we both knew that. And our partners were like both right over there
playing Scrabble.
Yeah,
that is sort of implies that it might be gay.
I think it implies that it's gay.
Yeah. That how does that make you
that
feel?
It made me feel so weird. I was going for like my mind was just like breaking. I was like, this can't be straight because she's right there, and so is mine. That sounded bad.
Nah, you're a man. She's yours. Wait.
Anyway. It had to be gay, right? It had to be gay.
Was their partner a man?
No, a woman. It was so this was a man,
and it felt
a cis
safe
man
because
his partner is a cis woman.
If it's gay, it's not real, and
so,
therefore it's
so
not
I
threatening.
Couldn't, what I couldn't figure out was, is this like the homoeroticism built into bro culture,
or
a
transphobia type of deal?
No, like
was he
like,
hitting on
is
you?
Is this my question was. My theory, because I've had that happen. I've had men be gross to me.
Yeah.
And I feel like I know what that...
And feminize you.
Or not even the way they see you. There's two different things. I've had men like go through a bar and move you by the lower back, which is feminizing and dehumanizing, and I hate it, and it's unnecessary.
100%.
I've also had men straight up hit on me, which is fine, except when you like have a wife. Or like know that I have a partner. Like, it wasn't either of those things. It wasn't like needless feminization or like you're nothing to me.
Yeah.
And it wasn't direct like I'm being skeevy and hitting on you.
Yeah.
It was either, in my opinion, like just the homoeroticism built into like bro culture, which would have been my first time experiencing that, and in a way kind of like validating.
I'm actually kind of upset that I'll never experience that, because what I always get is like, yeah, bro. And then they're like, oh, wait, you're a girl.
Yeah.
Like they remember that I'm a girl.
Interesting.
And then they like get weird.
I get the flip side where it's, they're like super excited that I'm a lesbian, so then they try to make me be misogynistic.
Yeah,
with
them. Be toxic. Yes. Yeah,
yeah. That's what I always get.
Yeah. I think when I faced a lot of that from honestly some people that I was really close with when I was first coming out, and I was like, oh, is this like, does this have to be part of it?
No, it doesn't.
And it doesn't. No, but not like, at all. But how was I to know? It was all like new. I was like, is this part of like being attracted to women? And I like very quickly learned that that wasn't the case. But I was like, is this part of being friends with adult men?
And not all men do that.
And not all men do that.
I feel close enough to so many nice straight guys that don't do that. And I know straight guys who do.
But I'm just saying I totally relate to that.
Like the boys club, it's like they're like, ooh, you're in the boys club.
Right.
Yeah. So now we can really welcome.
So having known that and been like, I don't want this. Like, I don't want to be toxic with you. It was very, and knowing that these men were older and like had unlearned some bad habits, I felt like this was kind of like a more
pure.
A more like distilled version of broness.
Yeah.
So my theory is either
pure bro,
either I was experiencing like pure bro-y homoeroticism, which would be my first time experiencing that, or he was feeling something and I was like a safe enough option. Like, look at this bro is a girl, so it's okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Why don't you text him and be like, were we being gay together?
Because I don't actually, this is all like micro.
It's so micro.
He's
probably not even aware that it happened.
Exactly. And it's definitely, and for me, the micro is so macro because like you said, I'm looking for signs all the time to know what I am. So probably like literally anyone who hears this story, like, is going to be like, what the fuck are you like?
No. It's very relatable. It's very relatable because we've all, if you're queer, you've been in a situation with straight people where you're like, what?
Yeah.
What are we doing right now?
Yeah.
We've all had that moment, whether it's you're on gravel eating pussy, yelling, I'm not gay, and you're the other person like, what?
Or you're just, like every, and because I feel like that too, because I do identify as she, her, but I definitely feel very much like, it's very weird. I like using those pronouns, but I do feel very gender fluid in the sense of like, it's very different. Like, I feel like when I'm with like girls, I feel one way, and when I'm like, and like not like love interest, but when I'm with guys, I feel like I am that.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting. It's a very.
Yeah.
I never feel, I always want to be with the girls. I never want to be with the guys. Like, it's fun, but like at the end of the day, like I know which side of the room I belong
on.
I want to paint my nails.
Which is why it was interesting to be so seamlessly kind of accepted into that group when naturally I fell to the women's side of the
But then
space.
You felt comfortable. Yeah. So wait, did you have sex?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. My whole story
that's making you late to your next thing is about like two times getting touched on the small of my back.
That's lesbian sex for you. So I don't know what to tell you. That is lesbian
sex. It's actually neither straight sex nor gay sex. It's lesbian sex. Yeah. It turns out you're both women. Yes. You should text him.
So that is the most lesbian portion of a lady on fire moment that I've ever heard in my life. That is disobedience. That is everything.
I was gonna make the Rachel Weisz, but Sophie has to run. I have therapy, so we have to. But we will have you back.
Yes,
I love that. This was really
fun. And buy the book. Buy the fucking book.
Buy the book. October 1st.
Say the name one more time.
The One You Want to Marry and Other Identities I've Had.
Sophie Santos. Sophie.Santos.com. Sophie Sanchez.
No, my God.
Don't.
SophieSantos.com for more information. You can get it. You can pre-order. Oh my God, it's already gonna be out. It's on Amazon.com, but it also is, I think, gonna be in a bookstore and potentially airports. I don't really know anymore.
Exciting.
It's gonna be places.
If you get on a plane without this book, fuck you. In order to get through TSA without a pat down, they're actually gonna pat you down looking for the book.
And they're gonna be like, why isn't your sleeve heavy today? And it's like, oh wait. And then this person, they do have a heavy sleeve, and they're like, the book? And they're gonna say, yeah. And they're like, right this way.
And that's the perfect joke to close on.
Yeah, that was a perfect joke. Yeah, I'm gonna use it in my stand-up routine.
You can use it. Just a reminder, so many of you message me thanking me for this podcast, and I know not all of you can donate $1 a month, so if you can't, the absolute best thing you can do is to be sure that you're following me and Kate on Instagram and to sign up for my mailing list, because I will be coming to your city and I know you probably want to come see me live. And that is a great way for us to interact, and it's a great way to support me, and it's free. I would so, so appreciate that. There's thousands of you who do not, I have the data. There's thousands of you who don't follow us, who are not on the mailing list, consuming this free content. So
give, you know, maybe give back a little bit to these creators. And not just me, any creator that you support. Sign up for their mailing list. Follow them on Instagram. All right, cool. Let's get into the gay thought. You know what? I'm tired. This is my fucking gay thought. I'm tired. I'm gay and I'm tired. And it feels like a lifestyle. I have never wanted to recede into a sweater more badly than I have these past couple weeks. I just, oh my God, I want to knit myself into a little womb. I'm gay and tired. Just want to take my cats and surgically have them plastered to my face and just live in their warmth. I'm gay and tired. I love you guys. Thank you for supporting me. So many of you have reached out recently to say such kind things. And I appreciate you so much. Have a great week.